Okay, the next parak we're up to is Yechezkel Parak Chaf Hei. And this parak, after many prakim and discussions of the Churban of Yerushalayim and the Churban of the status and the population of Eretz Yisrael and the galus that took place, we have in this parak a little bit of nechama, so to speak, and that is the Churban that's going to happen to all the other nations that took part and stood by and were besimcha at the fall of Am Yisrael. So through that, we somehow have a recognition that really everything is part of a divine plan, and even though we were punished because of what we did, but the people who punished us, right, will also be punished, as like Hillel says in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, where he talks up to the skull and says, the one who killed you, you must have been killed because you killed, and the one who killed you will be killed, and everything Hashem has is tzaddik v'yashar. So the parak says, v'hidvar Hashem elai limar, Hashem says to Yechezkel, Ben Adam, this parak talks about Ammon and Moab and Edom and the Plishtim, those four nations. Ben Adam, Simpanech al b'nei Ammon, v'hinave Elohim. Turn to Ammon. Not that Ammon is going to listen to you, but this is what maybe b'nei Yisrael hear about Ammon to give them chizik. Turn to Ammon, v'hinave Elohim, and say the following prophecy. V'yamartel b'nei Ammon, shimu dvar Hashem Elokim. Kamar Hashem Elokim, Hashem says, Yan amrich Ha'och, since you were besimcha, ha'och, the Mesudas Sion says is Lashon Simcha, since you were happy, you were joyful, el mikdashi ki nichal, that my mikdash was desecrated, v'yaladmas Yisrael ki nashama, that Eretz Yisrael was desolate, v'al beis Yehuda ki halchu bagola, but Yisrael was sent into Galus. The Malbim points out is three separate things that they were happy about, no beis ha'mikdash, no Eretz Yisrael, and no Jews. All three. So because of that, they're going to have mida k'neged mida each one. Because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, hineni nosein, lecheni nosnach, lebnei kedem lamor rasha, v'yishru tiro seyambach. They will sit in their palaces. Your enemies will sit in your palaces because you were happy that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'nasnu bach mishkeneim, and all over your land, they will put their temples. That's k'neged, that they were upset for Admas Yisrael. Hema yachlo peryech, v'hema yishtu chalavech. They'll eat your fruit, they'll drink your milk, because you won't be there. You go into Galus. And that was k'neged that. Mida k'neged mida, exactly, is the message of the Malbim. V'nasati is Rabba, and I will make Rabba, right? That's their capital city. L'neve gemalim, to a place where camels could walk. Ves b'nei Amon l'mir batzon v'datem ki ani Hashem. And ultimately, the goal is because I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, a number of points to make. First of all, what was the first point that the Yechezkel says, why they're going to be punished? Yan amrech he'och el mikdashi. Because they were happy. They were happy, right? This sounds like the pasuk in Mishlei, but it was made famous by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where Shmuel Hakatan says, "Bin follow Yifchal Tismach." Right? That's not appropriate. The Mishnah towards the end of the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, Shmuel Hakatan, which we know famously from the author of Olam Alshinim, the Gemara in Brachas tells us. And the one that was very humble, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, says that when they were going to get together for Ibar Hashanah, he went up just to look, and they said, who came up here without permission? Shall leave. And he leaves, and he was asked, what do you mean? How did he was, it wasn't him. He was not the one that was not invited, even though it has to be Bimuzumanim. He just didn't want to embarrass have the other one be embarrassed. So Shmuel HaKadosh was a tremendous anav, and he always said, Bitfolo Yivcha Al Tismach, right? What does he mean? He's quoting a pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shaya Ragil Shmuel, in Pirkei Avos, Lomar Pasuk Zeh, Bebnei Shu Davar Hatzorach Lebnei Adam Nechshalim Ba, because it's so needed, and people are Nechshal, people fall in it, even if your friend is a Russia, if your enemy is a Russia, don't be so besimcha, bilti mipnei Hashem levado, except from Hashem. Ritzoneinu lomar, ki gam hatzadik lo yisbach b'mapalas ha-rishoyim. Right, that's what right, we learn in Maseches Brachos. Litamu chatoim v'lo chotim. Achim kavana simchasim mipnei Hashem ha-palas ha-kvot shamayim hu. If the ultimate simcha, and one is on the level that the simcha is because of Kvod Shamayim, because there was a Chil Hashem going on, and now there's a Kvod Shamayim, but Lomar B'Nisin Aso Oso, V'Kol Shekem Misha Maisam Mukul Kalin Kamoso, Im Yogel Ibo B'Kashlo Raso Rabba, V'Lamu Samevi Neu Kamoso, V'Al Zeh Ne'emar, right, but Foli Yifchal Tisbach. If one doesn't have the pure Kavana, then this is where this applies. Only if one has pure Kavana Simcha, so then it would be okay, right? That is how the discussion is had in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara tells us that by the story of Haman and Mordechai, when when it was the start of the Yeshua was in the process, and Haman was being forced by Achashverosh to put the clothes on and put Mordechai on the horse. So the Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Tezayin that as Mordechai was getting up on the horse, he gave a kick to Haman, because Haman was down helping him up, because Mordechai said, "I was weak from fasting." So he gave a kick to Haman. So Amar Le, Haman says, "Lo ksiv l'chu b'defol yivchal tismach." What are you doing? Doesn't it say you're violating? Amar Le, Mordechai answers, "Im hani mi li b'Yisrael, avo b'ditchu." Right, by Yisrael, by Rishay Yisrael, you're not supposed to. But when it comes to you, by Goyim, by enemies of the people, you could trample on them, and that is allowed. The question that is dealt with, though, by the Achronim is, how does this Gemara fit with we didn't sing Shira? We didn't sing Shira by Kriya Sambu, Sanglaz Yashir, but all the other days throughout history, we don't sing Shira because of the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, what's the difference between the Mitzrayim and Paro? The Mitzrayim also die, but we don't sing Shira because of that. What's the why? Right, the Medrash tells us, Beis Yosef quotes this Medrash, Simon Taf Tzadi, that you don't say not Gomer Halo but Pesach Levishin Itbu Hamitzrim Dechsev Itvol Yivchal Tismach. Right, so you see that's even by non-Jews. So explains the Divrei Shol, Rabbi Yosef Shol Nathanson on Megillah on Daf Tezayin. Two answers. Maybe there's a difference between Kodem Matan Torah and La'achar Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, they can see as Yashir. Before Matan Torah, all the nations are one, and therefore it was not. Also, the Gomer Nechla Bichla Ben Fola Yivcha. So that took place before La'achar Matan Torah. So then it's only be Yisrael. That's the difference between the Mitzrayim or before Matan Torah and the Persians Haman that were after. The Rinas Yisklag suggests that maybe the difference is based on what we just saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. By most people, most of us, B'nai Yisrael, we can't say halal because what are we happy about? We're happy that, you know, not pure Kavanas L'Shem Shemayim totally. Mordechai was one of the Sanhedrin. Mordechai had, his simcha was because of the Chil Hashem that was taking place. That the nation of Hashem was going to be destroyed by Haman, who was Machal Shem Shemayim, Semi Avodah Zarah, and therefore, that is the difference. That is the difference. Again, a lot more relating to that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Bin Folo Yifcha al Tismach, right? What's the connection between Shmuel HaKatan saying that and the Bracha of Valam al Shinim, right? Many say because he had to write it with tremendous Kavana, and Lishma, because you might say Valam al Shinim al Tisik, he's talking about other Jews, so maybe Dafka, Shmuel HaKatan was the one that was appropriate because he was the one that could write it, Lishma. Many Mefarshim talk about this same idea, but we will move on. So that's number one. Amrecha achal mikdashi. They were happy, and we're not supposed to be happy. We're not supposed to be happy when others fall. We should just be happy that we were saved, and we should be happy if there is a Kiddush Hashem. And why? Why were they happy? Three things. Number one, the mikdash was nischalel. Al mikdashi ki nichal. How exactly was the mikdash nischalel? We discussed this a couple of weeks ago, earlier in Yechezkel, because the Gemara Avodah Zarah darshins, based on a pasuk that we had earlier, if you remember, then the Mizbeach was Nischalel, back in Perek Zayin, Uvo, Bapritzim, Mechil, Luha. Pritzim came and desecrated the Beis HaMikdash. Who were these Pritzim? Who were the Pritzim that desecrated the Mikdash? Because after all, Ein Adam Oser, Davar She'en Oshalau. So the Beis HaMikdash belongs to us. So the Baal Amor has an unbelievable Chiddush, there in Avodah Zarah, Chav Dal and Amar Aleph and Adafi Arif, that the Pritzim were Pritzei Yisrael. You're right, the Goyim couldn't have done it, but the Pritzei Yisrael, the Misyavnim, were the ones that went in. This is at the time of during Bayesheni, right? Yechezkel's talking about maybe Bayes Rishon, but again, the same idea, the same Yesodos in Halacha. The Baal Amor says Goyim cannot be Mechal, it has to be the Jews themselves. So in that time, it was the Misyavnim, the Baal Amor says. The Ramban says, what? Rashi Pasha says, what? No. That once there is no avod and the goyim come in, maybe they weren't directly. Maybe they were. Rashi's lashon is in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis. Mikiva shenichnasu ovdei kachavim lahechal yatzu kelav lachulin. Once there was no more avoda going on, and the ovdei kachavim came in, memela the kelim lost their kedusha. Vikiva denafki lachulin kaninu behefkera v'havi lahu ditu ukshenishtamshu ben avodas kachavim neesru. They became a hefker at least when the goyim came in. Once the keys were taken, as the Gemara Tainus describes, it became chulin, and once it becomes chulin, the Ovdei Kochavim were able to aser it in that way. But however the chil occurred, this is what they were happy about. Mikdashi kinichal, and Admat Yisrael kinashama, and that the Bnei Yisrael, the whole Eretz Yisrael, became desolate, they were happy about. There is a beautiful Beis Halevi in the Drushas the drushes beis alevi. Sometimes they're printed with the chuvis, sometimes they're printed in the alevi alatorah, in the number ches, drush, the eighth drusha. He discusses this idea that Eretz Yisrael is desolate, right? The pasuk in Eicha, al har tzion shesh shamim, shualim hilchubo, right? The pasuk that's darshan at the end of Meseches Makos, that it became desolate. So he says, on the one hand, the fact that it became desolate is a terrible klala. A terrible klala, and that's what he explains. If you leave your house and you have planning to come back, you don't destroy the house, you leave it. You don't break things in it. If somebody destroys their house, it's clear to the outsider that the person is not coming back. Vihine b'shas achurban, says the Beis Halevi, achash gali Yisrael mimena nechrav achokav gam guf ha'ariz v'guf ha'arim. Everything was destroyed in when the churban happened. Umaran advarim shen gershom legamri v'in sovam lachzer lo. And the pashtus is, it seems like, Hashem's not coming back and B'nai Yisrael are never going to come back. Never going to come back. Amnam, but then what happens? It stays desolate. Anyone who comes to try to work the land and make the land produce, it stays desolate. So all of a sudden, that shows something else. Mehad nishara haaret shmama gamata v'gam hema ena makabel mimena koras ruach k'vachol medino shel chutz laaretz adarabu simich adayin machzik otav urenu v'adayin b'kedushasu machzik otav or yisrael v'lonin alam nachla la'olam. And that's Rabbi Abba Mesechas Sanhedrin ein l'chakis megula mizeh, when the sprouting starts to come back. So on the one hand, the desolation at the beginning is a simin of chorban and terrible. God's thrown you away, but on the other hand, if it stays desolate, so then that's exactly what the promise is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And he quotes Sukkim from Yirmiyahu also to emphasize this point. Good, so this is why Ammon is punished, because they're happy about all these things, and this is the punishment that they're going to get. Pasuk Vav. Kicho amar Hashem Elokim, yan macha acha yad, verak acha baragel. You clapped and you were dancing, vatisla b'chol shatcha b'nefesh, alad mas Yisrael, and you were happy about all of the golos, l'chein hinina tisiyas yadi alecha, I'll put my hand on you, nesaticha, levaz lagayim, you will be spoiled, v'chratim in amim, you'll be cut off from the nations, v'avaticha min aratzos, and you'll be lost from your land, and ultimately, v'yadata ki ani Hashem, as every one of these sections starts off. Ends off. Kamar Hashem number two. Ya'an emar Moav v'Seir. Moav and Seir hine kachol ha'goyim beis Yehuda. Because you said, hine, that the Jews are like kachol ha'goyim. What does that mean? Rashi quotes two days. First day, they said, I guess the chosen status of the Jewish people is finished, is done. But la avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mehem v'nimasu l'seis b'yan nevuchanetzar kashar ha'akam. Why did Hashem get so angry at Emar and Moav? At Moav and Seir? Because they said there's no more connection. Again, it looked that way to the outsider, but it was because of our actions. It's because of our actions. And the Beis Halevi said, that's what Shemama means. But you know what? They thought of it, and they said it, and they said, God has rejected Am Yisrael. Remember, we saw a number of psukim earlier in the Via Machronim that other nations pick up on to say that there is a new covenant in Chas V'Shalom, that the previous covenant was done. If you look in the Netzach Yisrael, the Maral, most of the Sefer is about this. But specifically in Perek Yud Aleph, the Netzach Yisrael talks all about the eternal, unbreakable bond between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem. And he goes through that we are called Banim, children. You can't break a bond between an Av and a Ben. Kishem banim mitzad asher Hashem yisparachu ila lahem. Kamo ha'av shu ila el ha-ben, v'u mitzad atzmo shel ha'av. The father causes the son to exist, just like Hashem causes us to exist. Whatever ze ain shinui lo b'kol chet asher yasu. Chet doesn't make a difference. Nothing changes. Tia chet ma shehu. Shekol chet shehu asarim and Hashem yisparach ha'kohu mitzad ha'alul. We try to, through sin, we distance ourselves from Hashem. But the connection mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there and strong. Hashem Yisparach Shua Ewa Bara Yisrael Balochet Ki Adavar Shu Mitzada Olu Yesh Hasara Ki Yasser Leifa Evan Me'alibam Me'achar Shein Zer Rak Mitzada Olu L'chein Yechu Yisrael B'nei Mali. And he continues and goes through many different elements relating to this theme. He says later on, because of our connection to Torah also, it's impossible to think that Ki Becheres Yisrael Lefi Hu Hechrechi Lefi Seder HaMetzius B'Shul HaTorah She'ef Shal Olam B'lo Torah V'ef Shal Shetia Torah Zulas Yisrael U'mikivan Shu Hechrechi V'chi Shach Lomar She'asara U'bitul Adavar Shu Hechrechi. And he goes through this whole perek, but much of it that it is impossible. But this is what they said. This is what the other nations said. Number one. Number two, the other pshat that Rashi gives that they said, oh, Allah Ava, then quotes the Medrash in Echa, that they took, it's a similar story to what the Gemara writes in Yuma, on Daf Nun Dalid, but it says they took out the Luchos, they said, look, look what these people have in there, in those most private quarters. Re'u Elu Sho'amar Atzvam Kitsnuim, Bameyim Oskin. Different chazals, were they saying that, oh, look at this, and they were embracing, and they were saying that, oh, look, they're involved in Arayos, or they said, look at this, these Kruvim, are, what's the difference between these Kruvim and they preach against Avodah Zarah in their Torah? Isn't Kruvim also a graven image? What's the difference between this graven image and other graven images and other graven images? So that, what's the difference between the Kruvim and the Egel? To ask it even sharper, right? They're both golden structures. What's the difference? The Beis HaLevi also discusses this in his commentary al HaTorah in Parshas Kisisa, where he discusses the big topic of what exactly was the Chet HaEgel about, what was the root Chet, many different Pshatim, the Rashi, the Ramban, the Meshech Chachma, and the Beis HaLevi gives his own Pshat, where the Beis HaLevi says that the difference was one tiny, not tiny, but major, small point, but major point, and that is Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe. The problem of the Egel was they had spiritual desires. They wanted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goals were noble, but the means were problematic. They tried to create their own spiritual means other than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them. That's how the Mishkan is a kapar for the Chet HaEgel, explains the Beis HaLevi. The Mishkan was down to every detail. Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe, Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe. Right? We could do what we want beyond, let's say we want to do all the mitzvahs, and then we want to come up with other ways in addition, but not to violate, and not to create our own avenues of spirituality. That was the chait, and that's how we would answer this taina of the goyim that took out the kruvim. What's the difference between the kruvim and the egel? One was mitzuveh, and one was not mitzuveh. That's the big difference between the two, and that's what the Beis HaLevi continues in Kisisa, explaining a lot of the midrashim that deal with this issue. Okay, continuing now the psukim. So Koramar Hashem. So that was about Ammon, and then we spoke about Moav and Seir, that they rejected Bnei Yisrael's special connection to Hashem. Hini nosim poseach as kesef Moav meharim. I will make Moav vulnerable. May arav mikatzeyu tzvi eretz beis hayishimos baal maon. All these cities of theirs, it will be vulnerable, and they will be attacked by the other nations. Ubo Moav es hashvatim v'yaduki ani Hashem. Next, Koramar Hashem Elokim yan asos Edom binkom nakam lebeis Yehuda. Right, Edom, I will take the comma from Edom when it comes to Rome. And Asa, v'yeshmu Hashem nikmu mehem. Koramar Hashem niti yada al v'natizi yadi al Edom. I'll put my hand on Edom v'chrati mimena adamu v'hema. It'll be totally destroyed. V'natizi acharban mitaymon. V'nasad yisek masib Edom biyad ami Yisrael. Pasuk Yudalit is not clear what it's referring to. Because first Hashem says he'll take revenge, and then he says, which could refer to the Edom's empire being destroyed, but then it also says that I will take my nekama biyad ami Yisrael. So biyad ami Yisrael sounds like the Jews are going to be the tools. So where biyad ami Yisrael, when is that going to happen? So Rov Mefarshim assume, the Radak, the Mitzvot David, that this didn't happen yet. This is the Gula Hasida. When we go out of Gullus, we will eventually overcome Edom. Right? Rashi says, Od Yavo, I'm sorry, not Rashi, Mitzvot David says, Od Yavo Zman She'enakem Ba'amalek. Biyad ami Yisrael v'al haus Seir v'zei yeh la'atid k'mo shekasev v'olo moshiim b'aratzion l'shpotas harei sav v'aisel Hashem hamlucha. Right, and the Radak also, mizeh nireh ki nevuah zu asida. He does suggest, and this is what the Eben Ezra writes in one place, that this happened during the time of Bayis Sheni, that Bnei Yisrael had some power and some independence, but l'chora, that doesn't fit into the words, the Barbanel asks, that I will put my nekama biyad ami Yisrael. That's not nekama, that's just, okay, they had some independence, so that's a question. Fine. And then we have, finally, the Plishtim. The Plishtim that has been a thorn in the sides of Am Yisrael for so many years, back in the days of David HaMelech, Koamar Hashem Elokim, Yanasos Plishtim b'nekama, v'yinakmu nakam b'shat b'nefesh, l'mashchis evas olam, they acted with such hashchasa. And again, some of these are punished for their involvement in hurting the Jews. Some of them are punished for just being besimcha. And some of them are for going out. And even when we, the Midrashim, that we try to run away, the Plishtim took care of us and did not let us escape there. Right? Rechman al-Islam, we have Adayom Azeh. We have, you know, actually countries who were collaborating against us and evolved, and other countries that just closed the doors. closed doors didn't let us escape. They're also going to be accountable. Lachin komar Hashem Elokim noti yadi ala plishtim v'chirati es akreim. Play on words a little bit. V'avati es she'eris chof hayam. The chof hayam where they live. The plishtim, all the cities next to the yam. V'asisi bam nekamos gedolos p'tachachos chema. I will make sure that they are taken care of. V'yadu ki ani Hashem. As each of the nations have this phrase related to them, the ultimate goal is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by all of the nations, and that is what this parak is about. Again, a little nechama to Am Yisrael, that there is a Baal Habira, and even though we are going through Chorban, the other nations will get their own as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here.